Turn to the Bible, Old Testament, Deuteronomy.
弟兄姐妹们，我们翻开旧约圣经，生命记。
In verse chapter 1.
第一章。
And verse 1.
第一节。
These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel across the Jordan in the wilderness, in the Arabah, opposite Shur, between Paran and Tophel and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizahab.
以下所记的是摩西在约旦河东的旷野，舒弗对面的亚拉巴，就是巴兰、伯弗、拉班、哈喜路、比萨哈中间，向以色列众人所说的话。
It is 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea.
从何烈山经过希尔山。到加底斯巴里亚有十一天的路程。
In the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses spoke to the children of Israel, according to all that the Lord had commanded him to give to them.
出埃及第四十年十一月初一日，摩西照耶和华借着他所吩咐以色列人的话，都晓谕他们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Father, we thank you for bringing us together in your great mercy.
哇，我们感谢赞美你，在你极大的恩典中，你召集我们在这里。
May you be with each one of us.
愿你与我们众人同在。
Through the Holy Spirit, touch our heart.
借着圣灵来触摸我们的心。
And cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
让我们脱去一切的不义。
And save us from this world.
从这个世界上拯救我们。
May you open our eyes, the eyes of our heart, so that we can see Christ.
求你开我们的心，我们心中的眼睛，让我们可以看见基督。
And we're able to reach out the hands of faith.To touch the Lord.
让我们可以伸出我们信心的手来摸着我们的主。
In Christ Jesus, His holy precious name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣他圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So last time we shared this Deuteronomy.
上一次我们也分享过生命记。
Because this is specifically called the God's word to second generation, new generation.
这个主题是神对第二代的话，新一代的话语。
In God's design, He liked to speak second time the law and His word to this new generation.
主愿意为这个新的一代、下一代说新的话。
You see, in the verse 2,It says, it is the 11th journey, 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea.
就像第二节所说，从何烈山经过希尔山到加底斯巴利亚有十一天的路程。
And verse 3 tells us another number. It says, in the 40th year on the first day of 11th month.
第三节他又讲了另外一个日子，就是出埃及第四十年十一月初一日。
What it should take 11 days took Israel 40 years.
本来应该只花十一天的路程，但对以色列人他们花了四十年。
This is a great lesson we should all pause and meditate.
这是一个很大的功课和教训，我们都需要来思想。
First generation.
第一代。
Because of their unbelief, they all pass away.
因为他们的不幸，他们都倒闭旷野。
So now this new generation brought before the Lord, and God wants to speak to them His word again.
现在新的这一代在主面前，主要再一次对他们讲话。
So this is a burden in my heart for over 30 years.
这在我心里成为我们的负担，成为我的负担已经有30年。
That we are all second generation.
我们都是第二代。
So we need to take this word seriously.
我们必须要对这个话有个严肃的认识。
What God's spoken twice or what God has done twice is very important for us.
如果神说了第二遍或者说了两遍的话，这个对我们是非常重要的。
Especially the burden for our children.
实在是对我们儿女们的一个负担。
They are the second generation of the second generation.
他们是第二代以后的第二代。
And God, if you read Bible with attention, then you can see over and over again God mentioned our children.
如果你仔细读圣经的话，你会发现神一次又一次地提到我们的孩子们。
So Deuteronomy, we know that when he spoke to them, God spoke through Moses. He mentioned first was the vision.
神对第二代说话的时候，他是借着摩西，他讲到的是异象。
And God told them about that land.
他借着异象告诉他们那一块地。
The land, the promised land, the land with the milk and honey.
是应许之地，牛奶与蜜之地。
So God, first of all, revealed to them the purpose.
首先神启示他们这个目的是什么。
So for us, all of us, and for our generation, for our own children, we need to see the vision of God.
对我们来说，对我们的儿女们来说，首先我们要看见神的旨意。
So that we can have direction, we can have a purpose, and we have united heart.
然后我们才有方向，有目的，有个合一的心。
I remember that in the past, the Francis often asked us, "What is our vision?"
弟兄姊妹们经常问的一个问题就是，什么是我们的意向
？Our youth, our young people, also ask us, "What is our vision?"
年轻人也在同样问这个问题，就是。我们的意向是什么
？But thank God that in the very beginning, that God showed the second generation the vision.
感谢主，在很起初的时候，他就启示第二代什么是意向。
God told Abraham.
神告诉亚伯拉。
God told Isaac.
告诉亚以撒。
God told Jacob.
雅各。
One day, I'll bring your descendants into this land.
有一天，我要把你的后裔领进这地。
And the second thing he mentioned.
第二件他提到的是。
That the leadership, the leaders among Israel.
以色列人中的领袖或者首领。
So to achieve God's purpose of vision.
为了要达到神意向的目的旨意
Leaders are very important.
首领或者领袖是非常重要的
Pioneers.
先锋者
Leaders are raised not for themselves.
领袖被兴起不是为他们自己
For all the people.
是为神所有的子民
But God have to first raise these people.God will use them as pioneer to lead before his people.
神首先要 兴起一些领袖或者是先锋者来带领他的百姓。
And then here God listed, Moses listed three qualifications for leaders.
这里摩西列了领袖的三个特质。
And he says with verse 14, choose wise and discerning and experienced men from your tribes. I will appoint them as your heads.
13节提到，你们要按着各支派选举有智慧有见识为众人所认识的，我立他们为你们的首领。
So, how do we have wisdom?
我们如何才有智慧呢？
And wisdom, first of all, from God's word.
智慧首先来自神的话。
So God told Timothy, he says, from your childhood, this is 2 Timothy 3:15, from your childhood, you have known the scriptures, the Bible.
在提摩太后书里面提到三章十五节提到，并且知道你是从小明白圣经。
Which gives you wisdom to salvation through the faith in Christ Jesus.
这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
So first of all, the Bible gives us wisdom.
首先圣经带给我们智慧。
And when you turn to Psalm 119,
我们翻开诗篇119篇。
It tells us, again, the Bible gives us wisdom.
又一次提到圣经给我们智慧。
In 119, verse 98.
诗篇119篇98节。
Your commandments made me wiser than my enemies.For they are ever mine.
你的命令常存在我心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。
You know, we just saw this March Madness, so-called collegiate basketball, right? Tournament.
我们刚刚看到了就是大学里面的篮球循环赛比赛。
And there was a legendary team in the past.
以前有这么一个非常有来
传奇的
非常传奇的这么一个队
一场球赛 that it actually made into the movie.
事实上这场球赛已经被拍成电影了。
And you can see that how this coach brought this unknown college basketball in the end to defeat the number one basketball team to win the tournament.
这个教练把一些都不知道怎么打篮球的大学生组织起来，他打败了一个曾经夺得第一名的一个队。
You can see that the wisdom, this coach, how he used that the heart to win that tournament.
你们可以看出来，这个教练非常有智慧，他知道怎么利用人的心来得这场球赛的胜利。
And Bible tells us that if we obey commandments.Then we are wiser than our enemies.
圣经告诉我们，如果我们守神的命令的话，我们比仇敌有智慧。
I related that tournament to my wife while we drive on the way to pick up my daughter Yo Yo from airport.
当我和我妻子去机场去接我的儿子，接我女儿Yo Yo的路上，我就跟我的妻子就讲了这个球赛的故事。
And from God's word, second thing is that Proverbs tells us very clearly, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
箴言书也讲了，这个智慧是首先来自于敬畏耶和华。
And in the Psalms 19,
诗篇第十九篇,
it tells us that what God's word is.
告诉我们神的话到底是什么。
And one of them is God's word is called the fear of the Lord.
神第一个就是神的话就是敬畏耶和华。
It characterizes the whole word of God as the fear of the Lord.
他把所有神的话总结起来就是说敬畏耶和华。
Why? Why call the Bible the fear of the Lord?
为什么把圣经称为对耶和华的敬畏呢?
Because if we read the Bible, we understand the Bible, then it will produce the fear of the Lord in our heart.
如果我们读圣经,我们明白圣经,这会带来我们对主的耶和华的敬畏。
Because in the Bible, it tells us a story of the individuals.
因为圣经里面讲到每个个人的一个很多个人的故事。
So many characters in the Bible, God tells us their life stories.
在圣经里面讲到很多就是人物圣经人物里面讲到他们的故事。
God told us the decision they made.
神告诉我们他们所做的决定。
And the consequences they faced.
和他因着这个决定所带来的结果。
And in the end, what happened?
最终发生了什么?
There's a disruption in somewhere in this someone's cell phone needs to turn off.
能不能请大家把手机关闭?
So from this life story of these individuals,
从这些圣经个人人物他们的生活故事中,
we can see that what happened to them in the end.
我们就可以看到最终因着这个
Because of the consequences, the decision they made in their lives.
所以你们可以看见他们的决定所带来的后果。
If we make the same mistake,
如果我们犯同样的错误
we'll face the same set consequences.
我们也要面对同样的后果。
If we make the right decisions as they did,
如果我们像他们一样做了正确的决定
then we'll receive rewards from God.
然后我们就可以从神那里得智慧。
And as nation of Israel, it tells the history of nation of Israel.
这里也讲到以色列人整个他们的
The decisions of the king made.
以色列的王他们做的什么样的决定
Whole people of Israel will face the consequences.
整个以色列民都要面对决定所带来的后果。
Right before our eyes.
在我们眼前。
And that will create the fear of the Lord in our hearts.
就会在我们里面带来对耶和华的敬畏。
We fear many things in our life.
在我们的生活中我们害怕很多事情。
We fear death.
我们害怕死亡。
We fear job security.
我们对工作的稳定性有害怕。
And also, even today, we fear pandemic.
甚至在今天我们还是对疫情有恐惧。
But fear of the Lord should trump all other fears.
但是对耶和华的敬畏要胜过所有任何的恐惧。
Fear of the Lord should be above all these other kinds of fears.
对耶和华的敬畏应该比对任何别的敬畏都要。
It should overcome the fear of death.
我们应该能胜过对死亡的恐惧。
See, we are here. God save us so that we can have a church.
我们在这里你神拯救了我们让我们可以有个教会
And we are here to witness the testimony of the Lord Jesus
我们在这里见证神的智慧
The word witness is the same word as martyr
见证人这个词和行道者是同一个词
Yeah, what do you mean by martyr?
行道者是什么意思呢？
You die for the truth of Christ.
你为基督的真理而死。
So, to witness for the Lord is to die for the Lord.
为主做见证就是为主死。
So, we have to, in order to have testimony of the Lord in our midst, we have to overcome the fear of pandemic, the fear of death.
为了见证主在我们中间，我们就必须要来胜过对死亡恐惧，对疫情的恐惧。
After all the precautions we make, then we have to ask ourselves, is there fear of the Lord in our hearts?
我们必须要在这个所有的防护措施之外，我们需要里面要审查我们是不是里面有对耶和华的敬畏。
That's very important, relevant question you and I have to ask ourselves before the Lord.
这是一个非常重要的问题，你和我都要在主面前问这个问题，有没有对主的敬畏。
One day we're all gonna die.
有一天我们都要死。
100 years later, none of us here will be here.
一百年以后，我们这里所有的人都不在这里。
So that's the second point, that you have this fear of the Lord, that's the beginning of the wisdom.
你第二点就是敬畏耶和华，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Third point is the discipline.
第三点就是管教。
And Proverbs 29, let's turn to Proverbs 29.
翻开箴言书二十九章。
In verse
15. 十五节。
The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child who gets his own way brings shame to his mother.
杖打和责备能加增智慧，放纵的儿子使母亲羞愧。
The rod and the reproof give wisdom.
杖打和责备能加增智慧。
One thing that lacking in current generation, the parents.
目前这个缺乏在父母中有缺乏的一点是
is a disciplining their children.
就是管教他们的儿女。
But here says the discipline actually will give our children wisdom.
这地方讲到，如果管教儿女的话，能够使他们加深智慧。
Wisdom that when they make decisions in their life, they will be the right decisions, decisions made without regret later on.
让他们有智慧，可以做出正确的选择决定，这个做出决定以后不会后悔。
If we don't have wisdom when we make decisions, then we will regret in the end.
如果我们没有智慧的话，我们就匆匆做决定，这样最后我们会后悔的。
Ourself make a decision every day, and also our children.
我们自己每天都在做决定，我们的儿女也都在每天做决定。
When they grow up, they face tough decisions in their life.
当他们长大的时候，他们会面对非常非常不容易的决定。
When they are in college, you are not around.
当你们在大学里的时候，我周围没有人的。
They'll face many temptations. You hope.That they can make a right decisions later on, they don't regret, and you don't regret.
当孩子们在大学里的时候，他没有人在他们旁边，他们面对很多的诱惑，你希望他们要做出正确的选择，不要后悔。
When they date someone,
当他们约会和某人约会的时候
，You hope they date the right person.
你希望他们是和正合适的人约会。
Later they get married.
以后呢，可以结婚。
You want them to marry the right person for them.
希望他们和正确的人、合适的人结婚。
So our children like us, they'll face many decisions.
我们的孩子们和我们一样，面对很多的选择。
Children are the treasure in parents' heart.
儿女们在父母心中是一个宝贝。
We want to give them best.
我们想把最好的给他们。
Many parents sacrifice all, suffer through many things in order for their children to have the best and to have a hope.
很多的父母为着他们的儿女受了很多的苦，牺牲了一切，是为了让他们的儿女有希望。
So we need to have a wisdom and to teach our children the wisdom.
所以我们必须要有智慧，也要教训我们的儿女有智慧。
One of things that happened to my family, I use my own example, so I will not offend anybody else. So I will use my own as example.
我不想冒犯别人，就用我自己做个例子。
Every Sunday,
每个星期天
，I'll wake everybody up in my family.
我要叫醒我家中的每一个人。
So that we can attend Sunday schools at 9 o'clock.
我们可以参加九点钟开始的主日学。
And not be late.
不会迟到。
Everyone who live under my roof, I'll wake them up so they will not be late.
在我家中所有的人我都要叫醒他们让他们不要迟到。
Getting up early for the church is a discipline you have to have.
起来去教会是我们需要的有这个管教的。
No matter how old, how young you are, getting up in the morning is tough time, it's very difficult.
不管你是年长年少早上起来是非常难办的一件事情。
We all have to try the best to get up early on Sundays.
我们都必须要尽我们最大的努力，让星期天我们可以早起去教会。
And Friday night as well.
星期五晚上也是这样。
That we need to go to Bible study.
我们要去查经。
And we need to just set up this good example and encourage our children or ask them to come with us when they are young.
我们需要做一个好榜样，我们自己先去教会查经，然后也鼓励我们的儿女跟我们一起去教会查经。
I'm very glad to see Kai. Kai actually joined up Sunday school 9 o'clock.In the winter, when it's very, very cold, and their parents took him there in Sunday school when the parents needed to teach Sunday school.
就是我的孙子凯凯，我非常敬意的，他诧异的是他星期天早上九点钟就到教会，因为他的父母要教。儿童主日学，所以他必须要早起。
It's almost a 50 minutes drive.
差不多有50分钟的车程。
So that's very encouraging. I saw him that I was very, very glad.
当我见到凯凯的时候，我是非常欢喜快乐的。
The impact you have to your children, to your children's children.
你对你的儿女，对你儿女的儿女的影响力。
Friday night Bible study used to be held on Sunday, on Saturdays.
星期五晚上的查经曾经是在星期天，星期六的。
But for our youth, to have good discipline, to lead a godly life, we switch to Friday night.
但是为了管教我们的少年人，有一个，我们所以就把星期六的查经移到了星期五的晚上。
Because Friday night, the custom of this world will be they will relax, they will let them loose, they will do all kinds of things. They invited kids to the parties, things like that.
因为星期五晚上，按照世界上世俗的是星期晚上大家都很放松，很就有各种各样的派对啊，会被邀请去的。
Once they get into junior high school and high school, Friday nights for the party nights.
到高中高年级的时候，这个星期五的晚上就变成了派对的晚上。
And some parents want to bring their children in the godliness, so we change that to Friday night.
因为很多父母希望他们的儿女过个敬虔的生活，所以就把星期六的查经挪到了星期五晚上。
All my three girls ask me when they're growing up, why we have to go to Friday Bible study every single Friday night.
我有三个女儿，她们一直就在问我这个问题：为什么我们每一个星期五的晚上都要去教会查经
？They face temptation because they were all constantly invited by their friends to have party.
因为他们面对了一个诱惑，因为他们不断的被他们的朋友邀请去参加派对。
I said no.
我说不可以。
Can that be an exception? I said no.
他们说可以有一个例外吗？我说没有。
My best friend has birthday party Friday night.
我最好的朋友星期五晚上有生日派对。
I said no.
我说不可以的。
What if Christ comes tonight?
万一基督星期五晚上回来了呢？
I find you in the party.
发现你在一个派对。
So this is how we bring up our children.
这就是我们如何来抚养我们的儿女。
Who is the first in your heart?
首先
Or in your family?
而且在你的心里有智慧，在你的家中有智慧。
So this is important to us to discipline ourselves and our children together.
这就是为什么管教我们自己和我们儿女的重要性。
Because discipline later, Bible says, as here indicated, that we will have this wisdom to make the right decision in our life.
因为这里讲到管教会给我们加增智慧。
And then this is the first requirement, that's the wisdom.
这是智慧是第一个先决条件。
And the second requirement is discernment.
第二个就是辨别有见识。
We know that the discernment is very close tied to couple with the wisdom.
我们知道辨别是非常是和智慧非常有关联的。
And the Proverbs tells us this.
箴言告诉我们这个。
So Proverbs tell us that the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of the David, king of Israel, to know the wisdom, instruction, to discern the saying of the understanding.
箴言一章一节二节，以色列王大卫来自所罗门的箴言，要使人晓得智慧和训诲，分辨通达的言语。
And verse 3, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity.
三节使人处事领受智慧仁义公平正直的训诲。
So what do you mean by discernment?
这个分辨是什么意思呢?
In Old Testament, it means group things together, separate things together by their characteristic and nature.
旧约里面这个分辨是讲到把东西组合根据可以来分组根据他们的特性。
So you separate what is pleasing to the Lord, what is not.
所以你把讨神喜悦的和不讨神喜悦的分别开来。
What is just the temporal pleasures of sin in the world, or what is eternal value before God?
什么是在世上这短暂的最终的快乐
what to make you regret later or what to make you very happy and peace later
什么是让你以后会后悔什么是让你可以一直有这个永远的安息平安
what should be the first in your life
你生命中第一首要的事是什么呢
What do you need to do now?
你现在要做什么呢？
At this moment.
在此时此刻。
So this our discernment.
这就是我们的分辨力。
And in the New Testament.
新约中。
In the book of Titus chapter 2.
提多书二章。
He listed the four groups of people.
他列了四组不同的人。
Old men, old women, and young men. Four groups of people.
四组不同的人，老年人、老年妇人、少年妇人、少年人。
And all four groups of people that Paul asked him to give them advices all mentioned this word called a discerning or discernment.
在四组不同的人中，保罗对他们说的话中都有这个分辨这个词。
The discretion.
谨守。
And NASB translated as sensible.
翻译成有节制、谨守。
Now, original language, that word sensible is a saved mind.
所以原来的那个这个词的谨守的意思就是保守自己的心思。
Mind that is saved by God's grace.
心思因着神的恩典得到保守。
Mind that is sanctified.
是被分别出来的心思。
So that in order to have a mind that we can exercise discretion or discernment, what we need to do, what we must do, is that we have to first let our mind be sanctified.
首先我们要让我们的心思被洁净，然后我们才能够做出正确的选择。
It's like Paul says in Romans 12.
就像保罗在罗马书十二章所说的。
Verse 2 says, renew our mind.
第二节说，心思更新而变化。
So the mind's very important.
所以这心思非常重要。
After we're saved, first step is dedicate our life as living sacrifice.
当我们被拯救以后，我们第一件要做的事就是把自己献上当作活祭。
And second thing is our mind.
第二个就是心思意念。
Renewing our mind.
心思更新而变化。
Because if our minds not renewed, not sanctified, you're not able to discern what is right, what is wrong, what is the right thing I do now,And what is the right thing before God?
因为我们的心思意念要不被更新，不被洁净的话，我们不可能做出正确的选择，不知道对错，不知道什么讨神还不讨神喜欢。
So once a brother came to us to share the message from California. I'm from Seattle.
有一次有个弟兄从西雅图来到我们中间来分享。
And the topic that he sharedwas the spiritual discernment.
他分享的主题就是属灵的分辨力。
To him, he says, the current generation, the most important things lacking is the spiritual discernment.
那现在的年轻人缺乏的最首先缺乏的就是属灵的分辨。
So at the end of that conference, that retreat,And we had a meeting at the brother's house.
那个退休会以后，我们就在一个弟兄家里有一个聚会。
And one brother asked him, "How can I discern?"
有一个弟兄就问他了，我怎么才能分辨呢？
The answer is quite simple.
回答很简单。
Start from ourselves.
从我们自己开始。
Decision you make, whether it's praising God or not.
那自己要决定，做出决定，到底是 讨神喜欢还是不讨神喜欢。
Whether you will lead you to regret later or to enjoy the peace in your life and your heart.
是以后会后悔呢还是你会在一生中都来享受平安。
So that's come first of all, discern ourselves. Then you can discern other things.
所以首先我们要来分辨自己然后才能够分辨别的事物。
It's the Lord Jesus said, if you have a log in your eyes, how can you see the splinter in your brother's eyes?
就像主耶稣说的如果你的眼中有梁木怎能拔掉你弟兄眼中的刺呢
So one of these quality that as a leader is that they exercised this discernment in many decisions they made that actually proved to be a good decision later on without regret.
所以这些领袖他们有一件做的一件事就是操练他们的这个分辨力然后呢做出决定以后会证实他们所做的决定到底
In God's word will help us to do that in the Hebrews.
在神的话中教导有这样的教训就在希伯来书。
In Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Whenever I think about how to discern, then I'll think of this verse. It says, God's word, for God, the word of God,is living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intention of the heart.
当我想到分辨这个字的时候，我总是想到这希伯来书四章十二节说，神的道是活泼的。是有功效的比一切两刃的剑更快甚至魂与灵骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开连心中的思想连心中的思念和主意都能辨明
You see that the discerning that sometimes we live in this self-deceiving belief that we the mode for too long, sometimes we don't know quite what is in our heart.
因为在我们里面有一个自欺或者是不幸在我们里面也有如果时间长了的话我们就不知道不能分辨我们心中的思心
So it needs God's word to penetrate our hearts, to separate soul and spirit.
我们需要神的话来刺入剖开我们的心思意念把魂与灵分开
and the thoughts and intention of our hearts、
魂与灵骨节与骨髓还有心中的思念和主意分开
and God will through God's word bring to our mind our consciousness
神会借着他的话带到我们的心思意念我们的良心中
andThe third qualification that he has as a leader.
领袖第三个特性是
He had to be experienced.
你必须是一个有经验的。
Paul tells us very clearly, person who are not experienced should not be the leader.
保罗想得非常清楚，如果没有经验的话，不能成为一个首领。
Now, how do we have this experience?
我们如何才能得到这样的经验呢
When we are God uses to establish ICA, we are in our 20s. We are all young. We don't have experience. One thing we're not having was that we didn't have any experience. We just saved for a year or two or a couple of years.
当我们在这当初一城西都督聚会当时开始的时候我们才在二十多岁所以我们每个都没有任何的经验的可能就刚信一两年信主一两年而已。
But God gave us this encouragement through His word.
但是神借着他的话激励我们。
How can we accommodate the deficit of lack of experience?
如果我们缺乏经验的话，我们如何来补充呢？
So it is in the Psalm 119.
这是在诗篇119篇中讲到。
Psalm 119, verse 100.
诗篇119篇100节。
I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts.
我比年老的更明白，因我守了你的训词。
Now aged, they have a wisdom because they have experience.
因为年老的人都是会有经验的。
They made many wrong decisions. They have many regrets. So they know what is right now. So they have experience, the aged.
他们做了很多错误的决定。所以现年纪大了以后，这样的事情多了，就产生了很多的经验。
They don't know the right or wrong just in their head. It's a cold knowledge.
他们并不是在他头脑里知道对错。
The wrong decisions cause a pain in their life. They'll never forget, and they'll never commit the wrong again.
他们所做生命中错误的决定会让他们很痛苦，所以他们就不再想，不会做同样的错误决定。
So that's what the real experience does to a person, than just the knowledge.
那就成为了那个智慧，不是简单的头脑知识而已。
So he says this, I understand more than the age because I have observed your precepts.
100节，我比年老的更明白，因我守了你的训词。
Now here, observe means watch carefully, right? And obey.
这里的守了是指非常的谨慎、小心并遵行顺服。
So obedience to God's word produces experience.
所以对神话语的顺服带来的是经验。
How do you know God's word is true?
你怎么知道神的话是真实的呢？
Many things in God's word actually go against natural logic.
很多神的话是和正常的那个逻辑是相对的。
You give more to others, more to be given to you.
你要给人多的话，你给你的也更多。
How do you know this word is true? It's against the logic.
这话怎么可能对呢？这不符合逻辑啊。
I have $10 and give you $5. I become less, become $5 in my pocket.
如果我有十块钱，我给你五块钱，我的钱就少了，只有五块钱。
How can it turn into $100?
你怎么才能把它变成100块呢？
It's against the logic.
是不合逻辑的。
Only when you obey God's word, and you can experience the how true it is.
只有你遵守神的话，你才能够经历他的话语是何等的真实。
Many commandments and many words of God and promises are against the logic.
很多神的命令、诫命、他的应许都是是不合逻辑的。
You have to obey to produce the experience of God's word, how faithful He is.
所以你必须要顺服才能够有经验，来知道神是何等的信实。
For younger generations, the way to accommodate your lack of experience is find God's word and obey.
对年轻人来说，如果你想有更多的经验的话，你必须要找到神的话并遵行。
No matter where you are in your spiritual life, there's a simple command for you to obey. Not complicated, very simple. First step lead to another step. Simple things. Get up early on Sunday. Come to the church.
很多，不管你的属灵的光景如何，你非常简单，你就一步一个脚印的来做。第一件事就是你星期天早上起来去教会。
don't desert the assembly.
要离开教会。
Don't stop gathering with brothers and sisters.
不要停止聚会。
Simple command. Observe it. Your experience.
一个简单的命令，你遵守，你要你就会经历。
These are just the examples.
这只是一个例子而已。
And also it says how he treats God's word in this verse.
这节也讲到如何对待神的话语。
He says, I have observed your precepts. He called God's word precepts.
是一百节他说因为我守了你的训词，他把神的话当作训词。
Bible uses different words to describe God's word.
圣经里面用不同的话来描述神的不同的词描述神的话。
He does not study the word of God just as a textbook.
不要你来研究神的话语的话，不要只是把它当成一个课本。
It says precept tells us that precept means that God speaks to you in the presence.
这个训词里面就讲到神在他的同在中对你说话。
It's a Chinese word.Translate as a 训词 is if you understand if I translate another way, it's a 训话。
这个训词其实应该是个训话的意思。
Means your superior come to your site, come to your office to speak to employees.
就像你是在公司里，你这个领导，你到跟你的下级讲话。
Sometimes they can be in the Zoom, right? But no, can I use precept the word? The person has to physically be there and speak to you in person. That's what precepts means. Speak to us in his presence.
这个训词或训话的意思不是说你在网上那种样式的对话，而是当面对亲自在他的同在中对你讲话。
Sometimes we just turn off our camera, you know, whatever what I want to do behind the scene, who knows, right? That's not the precepts, right? It is in person, physically in person, and speak to us.
这个跟我们在线上聚会把那个视频关掉，不知道在干什么，这个不是这样的对话，而是指当面现场的对话。
So this psalmist says, I treat God's word.As God is right here in front of me, speak to me in person, physically.
所以这个一百节是那个诗人就是说了，我守的你的训词，我就把神的话当成你就在我面前亲自对我说的话。
He will catch all the attention I have.
他要夺取我一切的注意力。
He look at me square at my face.
他看着我，盯着我的脸。
I have eye contact with him when he talked to me.
我和他有那个眼光眼的接触。
That's what precepts means.
这就是这个训词或训话的意思。
Thank the Lord that we all lack wisdom. We all lack experience.
感谢主，我们都缺乏经验，缺乏智慧。
But through God's word, if we find God's word and obey, that will fill in the deficit that we have in lack of the experience.
但是感谢主，让我们找到神的话并顺服的话，我们就可以弥补，并遵行的话，我们就弥补我们经验不足的缺乏。
Now, second thing, they will help us to fill in the lack of experience is responsibility.
第二个，那增加经验的话就是要有责任。
So in Lamentation, in Jeremiah, after Jeremiah is a Lamentation, very few pages. If you don't careful, you just flip over it. I would not be able to find it. In Jeremiah 3:27.
在耶利米哀歌，就是耶利米书以后三章二十七节，耶利米哀歌。
It says 3:27. It is good for man that he should bear the yoke in his youth.
耶利米哀歌三章 二十七节，人在幼年负轭，这原是好的。
So what is the yoke?
轭是什么呢？
Yoke on us will restrict us so that we cannot do what we like to do, what we love to do.
轭在我们身上会限制我们，让我们不能做想做的事情。
Maybe that ox want to turn left, want to stop. No, you cannot, because you have a yoke on you.
当我在那个红绿灯那里车停了以后，到底是左拐右拐呢？我只能朝一个方向，因为我有轭在身上。
So yoke means responsibilities.
轭是带就是是责任的意思。
You give your children responsibility.For them to bear.
你把责任交给你的儿女们，让他们来负。
They will know how what they ought to do, not what they like to do.
他们要知道他们应该做什么，而不是他们想做什么。
In the end, that they will love what they ought to do.
最后他们会喜欢他们必须要做的事。
So we have trained them when they are in teenagers.
所以在他们青少年的时候，我们需要来训练他们。
Pandemic took it away.
疫情把这个带走了。
So sad.
真是伤心。
So we need to pray for especially those who are teenagers.
我们特别需要为这个青少年祷告。
Now, this is the experience, third experience. That's the third qualification for a leader.
第三个就是经验，有经验的是领袖的第三个特性。
And, you know, we all need to be leader to ourselves.
你知道吗？我们对我们自己来说，我们每个人都需要是一个领袖。
We need to acquire wisdom.
我们必须要获得这个智慧。
We need to acquire this discernment.
我们需要有这个分辨力。
We need to acquire this experience.
我们需要有经验。
And then, what he taught us is this.
然后呢?
Third thing that he taught us is that this is called the foretaste of the spiritual truth.
第四点就是异常属灵的实际。
A foretaste of heavenly things.
是异常天上的事。
The foretaste of spiritual realities.
异常属灵的实际。
See that what follows in the verse 19, he tells us a story.
所以在十九节这里告诉我们一个故事。
And 22, you can see that they want to send the spies to spy the land.
I'm sorry, which book?
Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy. 生命记
Chapter 1, 23. 22, I'm sorry.
Okay, 生命记一章二十二节。
So first is the vision, second is the leader, third thing is the foretaste of spiritual reality.
第一个就是意象。第二个就是领袖，第三个就是预尝属灵的实际。
Now we know that they send the spies, and that Deuteronomy 13, number 13 told us that actually God told them to send spies. But here Moses now give a little bit detail. He says actually this is a people want to send the spies first, so.Moses think that was a good idea, and I think they must, he must have consulted the Lord, and Lord give them permission. So they sent these 12 spies.
在民数记里面讲的是耶和华差他们去差探子去窥探那地，但是这地方生命记里面讲的更详细一点，其实是这些人 以色列人先要自己要求要去窥探那地，然后也是那个摩西跟他们讲了一些细节。
So in the, so what they did was, they spied the land, they saw, wow, this land is really, really good, like Lord described, flowing with the milk and honey.
那个探子去窥探那地以后，他就说，哦，神所赐给我们的是美地，是充是牛奶牛奶与蜜之地。
And most striking thing that brought back was this cluster of grapes.
最让人吃惊的就是他们抬从那地方带来的一串葡萄。
In Numbers 13:23, let's read that. So, then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and from there cut down a branch with a single cluster of grapes. And they carried on a pole between two men with some of the pomegranates and the figs.
I'm sorry, numbers?
Number 13.
Okay, 民数记第十三章。
Okay, so we'll pass that translation. So what they brought is grapes. Each grapes, I think one cluster, two men. Two men is not thin as I am. Like, I look very thin. Like, I cannot carry too much. But these are the warrior in the past. They are very strong. So they need the two men to carry the single cluster of grape. You think how big is a grape? Single grape?
Mm-hmm.
Size of watermelon? Orange? Eh? Sandy says this big, like orange size. I think at least honeydew, right? Honeydew. Or maybe this big, like watermelon. That symbolizes the riches in that land.
书记十三章二十三节他讲到这他们从内地砍了一串葡萄又需要两个人用杠抬着。这两个人不是像我这样比较瘦弱的，那是他们都是一些勇士，他们还需要抬这个一串葡萄需要两个人抬是什么意思呢？这个说明这个葡萄可能一个像西瓜那么大。
That tells us they have this foretaste. Imagine today in the grapes, one single grape can feed all your family and enjoy it so sweet. And I think that's, I mean, almost seems to me it's almost in from a Garden of Eden, right? The grape, the grapes. So it's a foretaste of what's coming.
这个是就等于是对将来的一个预尝，想象的就是这多么的丰盛，这个一个葡萄就像一个西瓜，可能一家人都能够分享的。
So you and I need to have in our heart the foretaste of heavenly things.
所以在你我之间，在你我里面需要有个对天上的事一个预尝。
You have this taste of it.
你尝到了主恩，尝到这个恩的滋味。
So, once us, the Chris told me that this sumaru or whatever the grape, the orange is so good.
威斯洪弟兄有一次讲到一个，就像
Chris over there. Over there, okay. And we have two Chris. I forgot who gave me that.
Yes. 讲到一个橘子很好吃的一种像橘子一样。
And then she gave it to me. If I haven't tasted it before, then I will never know how it tastes. So taste is very personal.
我从来没有尝过这个像橘子似的水果，因为但是需要尝，因为只有尝才知道味道。
So Bible says that taste and see that Lord is good.
所以圣经里面讲说，你来尝尝主恩的滋味。
We need to taste the Lord. We need to taste the heavenly things.
我们必须要来尝主的滋味，天上的事的滋味。
So that's why sometimes that we need some spiritual books to help us to have this taste because someone brought that to us.
哦，所以我们有的时候需要一个团体的，一个浴场，因为有的人会把这个味道带给我们。
So this brothers sister in the past, they've tasted, and they want to share with us in the messages in the spiritual books they wrote.
对，前面以前的弟兄姐妹们，他们预尝了这个属灵的实际，他就在他的书本中写出来，与我们分享。
Not only we need to read the Bible, but also we need to read the spiritual books messages.
我们不是只读圣经，我们还要读一些属灵的书籍和信息，听一些信息。
Usually, I don't suggest any books written by modern authors.
我一般不建议大家看现代作者写的书。
All is at least 100 years old. Those books people actually tasted, and they told us in their books, in the message, how it tastes like.
我推荐就是这些老者，他们可能都至少一百多年以前，他就尝到这个滋味给我们分享的。
They told us how that grapes taste like.
他们告诉我们这个葡萄到底是什么个味道。
And there are many books that help me to have the taste of it.
有很多这样的书帮助我，也能尝到这样的滋味。
And it's And our children are in their teenagers, in their high schools. We'd like to find a good conference that the organizers or the speakers actually those who are tasted, so we can send. We don't want to send to any youth conferences. So we pray and choose one that we think they could help them to taste the heavenly things. Our requirements are very high, we set our young people. So we pray and look over and over again. If we don't find it, we don't send them. They can go any conferences or any summer camps at themselves, right? But we in our heart is to go to the conferences. They will somehow, with God's grace and mercy, open their eyes and their hearts. They have the taste of the heavenly things.
我们一直在为我们的青年人祷告，就是要选择，我们的要求是非常高的，我们想选择一些非常好的大型的基督徒聚会，这个讲员有的时候就是他们真的是尝过这个滋味，我们希望我们的孩子们年轻人也去这样的聚会，他们就能够被影响。
So the other thing, so you mentionedI think only have 10 minutes left. Maybe I'll stop here. And we'll continue. The last one, before chapter 4, is the battles, spiritual battles.
时间关系，我讲最后一点就是属灵的征战的得胜。
So, I'll give you a teaser that God allowed their children to go through the wars purposely so that they can exercise the spiritual life.
神允许他的子民经历征战，让他们可以经历这个属灵的操练。
So God said, I will not drive these your enemies in the land all at once.
神说，我不会把这块地的人都赶出去的，一次赶出去。
So that your children will learn how to wage spiritual warfare. Spiritual, I added the spiritual there, but that's what God meant.
目的是要让你们的儿女们学会如何来打这个属灵的征战。
Because there's spiritual enemy.
因为他们属灵的仇敌。
A fourth time, he never, like a God, God never slumbered. And this enemy also, 24/7, watch us, try to trap us.
我们的神他从不打盹也不睡觉，但是我们的仇敌 他也是这样，一星期七天一次，24小时全都在想来攻击我们。
So next time we'll pick that up, and by God's grace, let's have a word of God.
下一次我们再继续讲，借着神的恩典，让我们有先祷告。
Let's bow to have a word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Father, we come to you. We thank you for this time of sharing.
父啊，我们感谢赞美你，感谢你让我们有这样的时间的分享。
May our heart feel your presence.
让我们的心里被你的同在所充满。
And may our heart turn to you.
让我们的心转向你。
And may we commit ourselves in your hand to live a life that is pleasing to you.
让我们都交把我们自己交托在你的手里。
So that we can all together bear the witness for the Lord Jesus.
让我们一个团体可以作为神的见证。
In Christ Jesus, His holy precious name, we pray.
奉主基督耶稣最圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.